times we've had those conversations with God and we have said, God, where are you in this? There's many times that we have questioned God. It's like, man, I'm doing everything that I know to do and I'm trying to do it right. And where are you? Why are you allowing all of this? I know I'm speaking to some people because I have experienced that same thing. You know, we try to do the right thing and try to serve really well. And then all of a sudden we find ourselves in a place, how in the world did we get here? Well, I want to share with you that Paul and Silas were found in that same spot in Scripture. And I just want to set it up for you real quick. We're going to look at Paul and Silas, and to give you a background, they were asked by God to go to a place to start a church, to minister to people, to win souls for Christ. And he was being obedient. And so he got a group of his friends together. They went to this place. Souls were changed. Lives were changed. They were building a church. And he had a really cool friend, Silas. It was one of his friends that he brought with him. And they threw Paul in jail because there was this slave girl who was demon-possessed who told fortunes. And so she was making a nuisance of herself. And so Paul just cast the demon out, and she was free. And it felt great to be free, but her owners, because she was a slave, plotted against Paul because all of a sudden their income was messed with, and she couldn't tell fortunes anymore. Well, Silas is a faithful friend, and he just happened to be right there in the middle of things with Paul, and they grabbed Silas and Paul. Well, what did Silas do? He was just being a faithful friend, you know? So they find themselves in jail, and not just any jail. It was the inner cell, and the inner cell, there is not a window. It's the darkest of darks in the midnight hour. In the darkest place ever, they found themselves not only beaten and flogged, but they found themselves in a place where they didn't, you know, normal people like us, we wouldn't feel like praising in times like that, especially after we've been through what we've been through and tried to do exactly what God told us to do. And this is what he's going to allow. So what did they do? I want to share with you. It says that after they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell, fastened their feet and stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. People are going to listen to what you do. They're going to watch what you do in times of stress and trials and tribulations. They want to see something real coming from a Christian. They want to know that you've got substance that they can hang on to. And they may decide that, hey, they got something real. I want a part of that too. The other prisoners were listening. And then when the jailer, when they were praising, suddenly there was a violent earthquake and the foundations of the prison were shaken. And at once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. The jailer woke up and he saw the prison doors that were open, and he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. And Paul says, "Don't harm yourself. We're all here." The jailer called for lights, rushed in, fell trembling before Paul and Silas, and then he brought them out and asked, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" And they replied, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you'll be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. The enemy took them and washed their wounds and gave them something to eat and rejoiced that his eyes were open. How many of you have had enemies in your life that were meant to persecute you and to destroy you and destroy everything that God has tried to do in your life? Come on. God says he'll even make your enemies at peace with you in Scripture. And we're supposed to pray for our enemies because one day they're going to see the glory of God. One day. And that will be enlightened. Well, Paul's in prison because of his obedience. Silas is in prison because of his faithfulness, being a faithful friend. Loyalty goes a long way with Robert and I. We had last night at Robert's birthday, we had some loyal friends that came, and they've been with us through thick and thin, years and years of laughter and tears, and we're just so grateful of those handful of people that we know that we can count on for anything, and they know they can call us too. I want to be that kind of faithful friend. But is it ever wonder you seem in that situation, you find yourself trapped in a situation that you didn't bring yourself on deliberately? Like Paul, you might be suffering for doing the right thing. What is that like? What is that like to feel isolated and lonely in those darkest places? It's very interesting how Paul and Silas respond. The Bible says at midnight, in their darkest hour, they were praying and singing to God. That's what we've been doing today. They were singing hymns. You see, they made a choice. They made a choice. They were singing hymns and worshiping. The Bible says that they were praying and singing in the midst of suffering and pain. And when it seemed that it was so unfair, they held on to their faith and was singing to God. Now, there was nothing else that they could do. And I want to share with you, they didn't wait to sing praises till they saw the light. They didn't wait till they saw God moving on their behalf to start praising him. They started praising him in the darkest hour when it didn't look like there was any hope. They stepped out in faith and said, with everything inside of us, no matter how it looks, we're going to lift up those praises and we're going to lift your name, God, and we're going to praise you even in the midst of our storms. I want to share with you, in one of my darkest hours, I was walking around and I ran across this plaque, and it says, don't tell God how great your storm is. Tell the storm how great your God is. There's power in praise. There is power in praise. Well, they couldn't talk their way out of it. They couldn't even dig their way out of that prison cell. All the chains came off when they started worshiping. Now, I want to share with you one strong point, and you might want to write this down. Paul and Silas did not allow prison to shake the foundations of their faith. They didn't allow prison to shake the foundation of their faith. They let their faith shake the foundation of their prison. There's power in praise. There's power in praise. You may be facing impossible odds because this is what the Bible is telling us, to praise. Praise in all of those circumstances. See, they made praise a soundtrack of their captivity, and it was the soundtrack of their life, the soundtrack of their prison, because they knew that praise breaks chains and it sets people free. Worship opens prison doors for people and it sets captives free. The song that you heard at Offering Song is called Inhabit My Praise, and I wrote that in one of my darkest times when I didn't want to praise. I didn't feel like praising. Robert and I had lost five children, five through miscarriage, and the last time I was carrying one, he lost his brother right there in the midst, and it wasn't just a few hours later that we miscarried our last child. And during that time, we were like, we don't feel like praising you right now, God. You know, enough is enough already. This is not funny what we're going through now. But with everything inside of me, I shared with God. I said, you know what? You say that you inhabit the praises of your people, and I believe your promises. So I'm going to choose to take you up on your promises, and I'm going to lift with everything inside of me. I'm going to sing praises to you. I don't feel like it, but I'm going to lift praises to you, And out of it, God gave me that beautiful song, and it sang in different churches, and it's encouraging others to just keep praising even in the midst of their storms and trials. And it sustained us and gave us power to go through the hurt that we were going through. There's power in praise. Don't wait to see the light in your circumstances before you begin to praise. Let me pray for you. God, I thank you, Lord, for the privilege, Lord, of praising you, Lord. We've been praising you, God, this morning. We ask you, Father, to receive our praise, inhabit the praises of your people, Lord, through every circumstance, like that young man, Lord, that just lifted his voice when it didn't seem like he had any hope. God, you moved in power and promise, God, through praise, Lord. Move in our lives today.